Tefillah for Life, Shir 522, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Behar. We are analyzing the Pasuk, Vahashem Shomayim Osa. And the Pasuk is drawing a contrast between the Elohei Ha'amim and Lahavdil the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Elohei Ha'amim, all of the powers, all of the might that we see down here are all emptiness, compared to the Rabbeinu Shalom, who is Shamayim also. Not only does he dwell in the Shamayim, not only does he control the Shamayim, but he created the Shamayim. And it is such a powerful tool to internalize Vashem Shamayim also, that the Pasuk says, Se'u Maroim Einechem Ure'u Mibara Eila. If a person doubts HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might, if a person is unsure if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save him, look up to the sky and marvel at the might, at the awesomeness, at the breadth of the sky. And then you will internalize Mi Bara Eila. You will realize how powerful HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's what this pasuk is telling us. Vahashem Shomayim Asa. You want to compare. You want to say, could HaKadosh Baruch Hu save me? Nature is so powerful. Rahman al-Utslan, a person has an illness. Look how powerful the illness is, Rahman al-Utslan. Look how many thousands of people, Rahman al-Utslan, died from this illness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save me? Vahashem Shomayim Asa. You have to repeat to yourself, the Rabbeinu Shalom is on a different playing field. There's no comparison between the Elohei Ha'amim and the Vashem Shamayim Asa. And that's why we pause in between, to realize the contrast, to realize the difference. On one hand, we have Elohei Ha'amim, which in our eyes seem very powerful. But on the other hand, we have the Shamayim, and we have the understanding that the Rabbeinu Shalom created the Shamayim. And that gives us a whole different way of looking at the situation that we are faced with. And if you repeat to yourself this pasuk again and again, begin with the beginning of the pasuk. Ki kol Elohei Ha'amim Elilim. I understand that everything is emptiness. Everything that everybody fears, everything that everybody's concerned about, is a waste of time. It's all Elilim. Vashem Shamayim Asa, the Rabbeinu Shalom created the heavens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a different league, and therefore I have nothing to be concerned about. And if you really want to internalize it, go outside and say the pasuk and look up at the sky. A person looks up at the sky, all of a sudden he starts feeling Yiras Shamayim. And that's where the Yetzer Hara doesn't want you to look up at the sky. But if a person will look up at the sky, Se'u Marim Einechem Ure'u Mibara Eila, realize who created the sky. Realize how powerful HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And even though it doesn't seem like that down here, it's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself purposely. And repeat to yourself this pasuk and internalize that right now I am standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and only He can help me.